wouldn't have to go if they didn't want to, and there would be no tests. There would only be projects or goals that the children set themselves with the teacher helping them. So a project could be something like making a video or building a chair. Fourth, there should never be theory without practice. You can't learn about vegetables and what kinds of plants they are from books and pictures. You need to go and plant them and watch them grow. The fifth and last point Lloyd and Mitchinson make is there's no reason why school has to stop at 17 or 18. The QI school would be a place where you would be able to continue learning all your life, a mini university where the young and old could continue to find out about all the things they are naturally curious about.
3.29.
So, how could we change our schools so that children enjoy learning? What would a QI school be like? These are Lloyd and Mitchinson's basic suggestions. The first principle is that education should be more play than work. The more learning involves things like storytelling and making things, the more interested children will become. Second, they believe that the best people to control what children learn are the children themselves. Children should be encouraged to follow their curiosity. They will end up learning to read, for example, because they want to, in order to read about something they're interested in. Third, they argue that children should be in control of when and how they learn. The QI school would not be mandatory, so students would